Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. Sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So I got to share with you this story about a Florida man clad only in his britches who destroyed a merchandise kiosk at Disney. He was in his underwears and he busted up a sales kiosk at Disney World. Sean Patrick McHugh, he's 24, he's of Port Orange. He was arrested on multiple charges in the early morning hours. He pled not guilty just recently. He was arrested on New Year's Day, but his court, this is how long it takes for stuff to go through the system. Only now. So he was accused of endangering, he was intoxicated. They said he endangered the safety of another person's property, caused a public disturbance. They only just now released the arrest report. And so that's why all the stuff, along with the court action, is now why it's making headlines. But he was, Disney security noticed he was trying to relieve himself into the bushes on the walkway between Epcot and Hollywood Studios. And then he stripped down to his britches and broke the $1,000 sales kiosk. And then he was told to leave and not come back, and he refused. So it was third degree felony mischief, two misdemeanors for drunken disorderly, and then trespass. So yeah, apparently that's not the first time. There were two people, just like months prior, New Jersey sisters who were fighting, and then they ended up tearing each other's clothes. It was ridiculous. This is also silly. A man accused of a DUI falls asleep in a Taco Bell drive-thru before he woke up and then hit a parked car. Yeah. Brooksville, Florida, Hernando County. A man was arrested. Deputies say that they believe he was under the influence of a controlled substance when he fell asleep in the drive-thru of a Taco Bell, crashed into a parked car when he woke up. A concerned citizen called 911. He was taken into custody. Failed the sobriety test. All Family Pharmacy is, this is a great partner for the show, and I've used them. They've helped me out quite a bit, especially when I was developing, as I told you before, strep throat. You know what that's like. And you also know what you need if you've ever had it before. All Family Pharmacy can help you out in a pinch. Shipping is about 2 to 4 days on average. You can also get things overnighted, as I did before. But they also have, you know, actual real treatments that Big Pharma and the government under the Biden administration worked together to shut down. They wanted to stop you from accessing things like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. I mean, you know, there's certain preventative things that that you can have access to that don't work with Big Pharma's agenda if you have access to them. So that's why a lot of these alternatives and therapeutics are dismissed. At All Family Pharmacy, though, that's not what they do. You can visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana for 10% off of your entire order. They provide ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and more, the very medications the system previously tried stopping you from accessing. Simple, fast, and affordable. No insurance, no problem. They got straightforward pricing, online ordering, and it's super easy to get your everyday maintenance medications, too. They make it so easy. Fast shipping, no hassle, no gatekeepers, and everything is made in the United States. Manufacture the inputs, everything from here, right here in the US of A. So you have high standards for quality and safety. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and get 10% off with promo code Dana10. Be prepared. Protect yourself and your family today. allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Code Dana10.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. You might have heard me on Rush Limbaugh's show, or as a regular fill-in for about 8 years. I now do a show out of the high mountains of free America, because, you know, I got exiled from Seattle. In Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun, and God uses imperfect people all the time. And I'm just seeing these similarities in how he's using President Trump and how he's used other actual king in this country. We have a king in the form of the deep state. Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
To save 10%. Can I share with you a really stupid story from California? San Francisco Chronicle. You're going to like this. California is about to spend, you know, California has a major multi-billion dollar deficit right now. They are about to spend $239 million to turn San Quentin into a Scandinavian-style rehab center. They are planning for sweeping changes, says the Chronicle, for San Quentin State Prison. They're remaking it, Kane. It's going to be a Scandinavian-style heaven, complete with a rehabilitation center and a farmer's market, a podcast production studio, and a self-service grocery store. It sounds like a bougie apartment in D.C.
Are you telling me this is a prison?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a prison. $239 million. $239 million. Construction was on track to finish in January of 26. It's in California, really. You think that's going to actually happen? They've been plotting the same track of train for 10 years. The first... Now, this is, I love how they say this. You could just say prisoners, but they say incarcerated people. Like, they're people who just accidentally got incarcerated. How can we get, like, excarcerated? It was on track to finish in January 26. And now they said that they've begun using the revamped facility within months of completion early next year. So it is a little behind. And that's not surprising, considering... I mean, it's California. How long? It wasn't even a mile, right? That track that they built for the train that was supposed to connect Los Angeles to San Francisco, they didn't even finish that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they say in 26, but we all know it's not true. But I'm trying to understand, what is this going to do? Newsom called it California's most notorious prison. And... that he had declared a moratorium on executions. He began dismantling death row, per the San Francisco Chronicle. He ordered state officials to start the process of transferring the prisoners to other state facilities, and he announced plans to turn the whole prison into this Nordic-style center so they can reenter life outside prison. He's hired Keynes, a Danish architecture firm, Schmidt Hammer Larsen, to help reimagine the maximum security prison. I'm not joking. That's actually in the piece. I'm reading from it directly.
The point of prison was, you know, you don't get to do stuff that you do when you're not in prison.
But you hate prisoners, Kane.
But podcast studio?
With the self-service grocery store.
What?
The influences they're taking from the Scandinavian incarceration system, where prisoners live in detention centers designed to approximate life outside of prison. Yes, because that's the problem. Sure. Good grief. So they say that they've successfully reduced prison populations and recidivism by focusing jail time on preparing people for their release back in society. Let's look at some other jobs you can do besides killing and people and selling them drugs. So they said they want the prisoners to have access to so-called normalizing spaces like the self-service grocery store, a cafe, food truck, staffed by other incarcerated people. I don't know about this. They're spending $239 million on it. Is it all going to be like IKEA? Now, what Juan is showing you is like a mock-up. Look at the family. Is that the family all visiting incarcerated dad? And that looks like corrugated metal on the side of the buildings. I'm sorry. That just looks so trashy.
Assisted living facility.
Why does it look so junky? Why is it? That's like weedy and overgrown. And it's just like, why is it?
It's nature.
No, it looks trashy. Who decided to do it? Look at those stupid, squattly little trees over there. They don't even look healthy and properly trimmed. I mean, you just think, you know, if you're doing a mock-up, you know, maybe sell it. It's $239 million. Sorry, we spent all our millions. We couldn't render any better trees than this. Sorry.
The vegetation's in prison, too.
I'm amazed at this. So they've got this very expensive Danish architecture. They're going to solve all the problems with the jails, Kane. $239 million. It's going to have an IKEA inside.
You're going to have people committing crimes so they can have this life. That's what's going to happen.
Can I just say, I hate the, and I don't say this as an insult. It's just not my style. I loathe the Scandinavian modern stuff. I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. My version of hell is literally what this is describing. You don't have to threaten me with prison. Just threaten to send me to IKEA. Right? Just let me go there. I scared straight, taking her to IKEA. The holistic initiative leverages the best practices to improve the well-being of those who work and live as a prison's cane. I don't... they said that they wanted to make... In California... Now, here's the kicker as we wrap this. They want to make prison life less punitive. I am not making it up. That's literally a quote.
No, it is literally a quote. This is literally a quote.
San Francisco Chronicle. They've dubbed the effort the California model with the aim of making prison life less punitive.
What? The point of prison is to be punitive.
So mean, Kane.
What is?
Why don't you like our Nordic jails? This is Hans. He's going to get you checked in.
Bend over.
I can't.
Where's the nearest bottle of scotch?
So basically, you had some California moron go up and convince Newsom, like jail, but like less jailier. So we're going to put the prisoners in jail, but it's going to be like way less jailier. Like, hear me out, right? I'm going to have the landscaping and a podcast station because they can do podcasts. Self-service grocery store. This is so dumb. This is California. We're California. I know. Now, I will say you could because... IKEA is like a big thing here. It's a very big thing. I know a lot of people have IKEA furniture. I don't like to put things together because I like to disregard tools. I look at the instructions. I see them and I'm like, nope. And I try to do it. My husband says it's like I'm doing women's math. And it is true. Do you know that women can measure the size of something with their hands? On either side of something, and then they could keep their arms totally still like a robot and then go to a different part of the room and put their hands down, and that's perfect measurements.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's truly amazing. Or when a woman says, I can eyeball it.
Just totally believe her.
My favorite thing to do when I want something done in the house is to ask my husband. I'm like, where's the hammer? I'm not even allowed to have that.
Evil reverse psychology that you do.
And I'll want to go hang something. And I'm just like, use a Hercules hook for everything, right? Sorry, Hercules, the Ozark's coming out. Hercules. I'm like, just Hercules it. Get a Hercules hook. My youngest son's like, there's a U in there. You know that. And you just put it in there. And my husband's appalled. He's like, that. He says it's trash and that I'm being trashy by doing that. And he's like, no, you got it. And then he gives me a thing where it's a nail and then the thing, like all these things for the nail. And you got just what? Use a hook. What's so wrong? And it just kills his soul. I don't even know where the tools are. If I have to hammer something, I got to get a flashlight and beat the thing with it because I'm not allowed to have the hammer.
And that's the deterrent that you offer your husband. Yeah. And that's what prison should be. It should be a deterrent, but it's not a deterrent if you're podcasting.
Cue Creed's My Own Prison.
Can you imagine podcasting from prison?
Yeah. Welcome to the prison podcast. Today we're talking about... And that's... Oh, man. But you know what? I would listen to a prison podcast if it was the prisoners talking smack about, you know, each gang has a prison podcast, right? In today's prison podcast files, and it's like all the dirt on this prisoner. I would totally listen to that. You get some good, like, move over Real Housewives, which I totally don't watch anyway. But I would actually, I'd listen to that. The prison podcast. Our friends over at Kel-Tec, the Kel-Tec PR57. It is a new build from Kel-Tec. It's a 5.7. It's a rotary barrel pistol, and it's first of its kind, 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7. And that innovative rotary barrel makes it so light, so nice. Now, I keep joking about this, and because I just find it funny. The left always says, oh my gosh, the clips, they call them clips. You can actually be, they can be correct with this one for once, because it doesn't use a traditional magazine. This is the other reason why it's so light and slim. The unique top loading design replaces the traditional mag with a stripper clip. So you have a slimmer carry profile and a 20 plus one capacity. Super low recoil, quickest and easiest field strip out there. The MSRP is only $399. Y'all, this is so affordable. It's crazy. I'm just saying, Mother's Day is coming up. Ladies, if you want a nice 5.7 that you actually can realistically carry, this is it. Dudes, if you just want a lighter, thinner one, this is one for you too. Because, you know, Father's Day is after Mother's Day. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation Performance Kel-Tec. It's the first of its kind Kel-Tec PR57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to the Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Kane sent this to me because it's supposed to be like he doesn't like him and he's making fun of him. The shoulder pad is back. This is according to Financial Times. By the way, I love shoulder pads. I should have come up into the age in the 80s. I should have come to age in the 80s, not the 90s. That's my decade. Should have been my decade. Because that's when the fashion, everything was crazy and it was awesome. I am so happy with structured silhouettes. So I guess you're not a fan of the shoulder pad, Kane.
No, never.
Well, I think they're amazing.
It's more false things on women.
I like it. It makes a nice defined shoulder. I like it. Not on men, though. I think if it's on men, it's weird. You guys don't need a couple years
of football.
Yeah.
That's how I think shoulder pads.
Okay. Well, I mean, in jackets and stuff, I mean, there's not everything, but it looks good in a lot of stuff. Apparently, it's back. I think a lot of the 80s stuff, if we go through a period of economic prosperity, the fashion will reflect it. And I swear we're going to go into another 80s. I think we will. That's actually very encouraging. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. 17 shoplifters arrested all in one day at the same store. Linwood police in Washington, they arrested 17 shoplifters all in one day. They said that there were people confidently shopping, loading up their carts and walking right out the door. And they arrested them. They said, please do not come here and steal from our community. Now in February, at that exact same store, what is happening? They arrested 14 people in a 6-hour period. I've never heard anything like that. That's wild. There was a man arrested in Provo after he entered a restaurant just naked as the day he was born and, quote, flexed his muscles aggressively. Oh, and he had a gun. I feel like that should be in the headline, too. That wasn't in the headline, but it should be. It does at least come up in the lead. A man's facing charges after he allegedly walked into a restaurant naked and armed with a gun. And his name is Ralph Laurent. I am not kidding you. Ralph Laurent is his name. 24 years old. I mean, it's literally Ralph Lauren, but with a T. That tea is doing some heavy lifting in the story. The man told police that he was flexing his muscles aggressive, or one person told police the man was flexing his muscles aggressively and following people. Another person said he had a gun. Now, I don't know why all of them are not saying that he had a gun, being that he was naked. I have no idea where you're going to put it if, you know, it's not like you can conceal it, you know, just same. Let's see, just doing one week of cold plunges could slow down your aging at a cellular level. It's a good thing I don't care about slowing down my aging at a cellular level, because there's no way I'm doing a cold plunge. We invented heating water as people, right? And like the house and electricity. Why are we doing this stuff? We got a lot more to hit as we move. Back in just a few. Stick with us. I have an update about a story that we had yesterday. That has to do with the, you guys remember the dad who left his kids in McDonald's, and he went, the way that everybody said it, he went for a job interview. You guys remember? He went for a job interview. Well, there's more. So let me lay it out. The police say the guy lied about being at a job interview next door. The New York Post covered the story, and they had a follow-up on this, along with Not the Bee. Georgia police find inconsistencies in job-seeking dad's whereabouts. Remember, he left the kids at McDonald's, and then 10-year-old, the youngest was one. There were three kids, 10, 6, and 1. He left them alone at the restaurant and told police that he went to a job interview, right? And he was looking for work at the time. That's what happened. The mom showed up, and a concerned customer saw what happened and called police. And he said that he had filled out an application at the West Bank Inn next door, and he was just waiting for a call back. And he was, you know, doing, they noticed as they were questioning the dad that there were holes in his alibi. So they went to the inn where they spoke with an employee, and they confirmed that he had filled out a job application about 1:30, but he was not expecting a return call for an interview, or they weren't, but that apparently that's, you know, they weren't going to call him. And then there was security footage showing him walking around the hotel at 1:30 p.m., but not 4:30 p.m. That's when he allegedly left his kids at McDonald's. Customers saw the three kids inside the restaurant at 4:30 as he was talking to someone on the phone. They heard him say that he needed to drop something off. He left the store. The kids were there by themselves for about 90 minutes. And that's apparently when they called police. Now, the daughter, who's 10, said she and her family had walked to McDonald's from the apartment complex that they live in less than a mile down the road. And apparently the girl said that, yeah, dad leaves us alone frequently when he's watching us. Like he leaves them alone. That's according to the kids. The kids told police that he leaves them alone all the time. The 10-year-old girl told police that her dad had a backpack, was supposed to give it to their mom. They contacted the mom, or the daughter contacted the mom, told her to go to McDonald's. Police were here. Come meet us. And apparently the dad said that he was at the apartments looking for the mom, but he couldn't deliver this bag that he was supposed to deliver to her. And then while he was there, he just happened to lose his ID and all this stuff, Kane. Wow. So the sheriff's office is standing by the arrest. They're like, he was not at a job interview when this happened. And they said there's tons of camera footage, witness statements. And they said, you know, they determined it was a misdemeanor charge of deprivation of a minor, and that the intervention was appropriate to ensure welfare, right? Okay. And you got former NFL player Antonio Brown. He set up a GoFundMe for him, all this stuff. Oh, wait, there's more, though. There's a lot more. Oh, I know, because now we've got the Augusta Press that came out and said, oh, there's even more details now about this. It just gets more. Because people were defending him. And I'm, you know, and we talked about him on the show. If he's going to a job interview and he left his kids at McDonald's so he could go to a job interview and someone called the police, that's really crummy, right? You know, maybe help somebody out. That's the position that we all had. But it sounds like, first off, the timelines is different. Every article I read, the timeline's different. The amount of time that he left the kids there changes every single time they talk to him. Whether or not he was hunting for a job or dropping something off, that also changes. I just think that if you're just doing one thing, why is your story changing? If you went to go fill out a job application and you left and you were doing an interview and you left your kids at Play Place at McDonald's, then why is your story changing and the time changing dramatically as you're telling the story? That doesn't make sense. And they're saying that there's a lot of inconsistencies about his whereabouts. And they can't even place his whereabouts in a couple during certain times. So what does it sound like to you? It sounds to me like he was doing more than a job interview at this point. I mean, they did admit that he went next door and filled out. But if you're just going next door to fill out an application, how long does that take? I mean, it doesn't take 90 minutes.
You can actually grab it and take it back to the McDonald's and fill it out there.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't sit down for an interview there and he wasn't going to get a call back. So how long does that take you if you're just, you know, getting an application? It doesn't take 90 minutes. And then that was just at one point when he left him. He left him again. So apparently he came back and left and came back and left. So that's changed from what was initially being reported. You know, when cops get a call about unattended kids, they have to follow up. And you can't, I'm not angry at the police. My initial question yesterday was, who calls the police if you see a dad that needs help and he's just going, you know, that was my whole thinking. But if he's there and one of the witnesses says that he like went and came back like two different times, okay, then there's something else that's happening here. What is happening here? And I don't like it when good people who need help don't get it because it's overshadowed by bad people who do stuff, or who maybe people who do bad things or who are doing questionable things that call into question everybody. That's not fair. So what's the truth of it? What do you think he was doing? Was he doing? Was he selling drugs? I don't know. What was the, they don't actually tell you what was. What's the backpack?
I saw some other witness testimony talk about how this wasn't the first time that he's actually done this at that McDonald's. So when he gets visitation,
he drops his kids off at Play Place.
Yeah.
And they just think, and the dad thinks that, well, with the chaos of Play Place, nobody's going to know that these kids are unattended. Well, there were some customers who did. So this is good because the left has been trying to turn this into a class warfare thing. But I don't really think it's a class warfare thing. This doesn't sound like a plugged in dad. Right. And also be careful about jumping on GoFundMes like that. You never know. So we need. I still have questions.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No